Well, welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered on the Coach's Corner. Thanks again to Coach Hendricks for his time and wish them good luck as they get ready for the Wildcats tonight. Coach Oakley will be along in just moments. So while we have a second here, let's talk some scores from last night from around the area. In girls' play, Lebanon defeated Western Boone 52-29. Tri-West over Frankfort 68-23. And Westfield defeated Zionsville, the final there 57-37. That Westfield program is solid on the girls' side. In boys' action last night, the Zionsville Eagles win again, this time over Lawrence Central, 59-53 was that final. Crawfordsville over West Lafayette, 48-32. Lebanon over Western Boone, 60-41. Sager defeated North Montgomery, 49-39. Southmont defeated Danville, 64-59. And it was Tri-West over Frankfort. The final there was 60-57. Quick look at what's going to be coming up later today in the world of sports. Kokomo will be at Lebanon. As mentioned, JV game at 6. Varsity should follow at about 7:30. Western Boone, they'll be back on the road. They'll travel to Clinton Prairie to take on the Gophers tonight. Same situation, 6 o'clock JV. Varsity should follow at 7:30. Zionsville will be taking on Christmas Addicts. That game will be played down at Southport and will begin at 5 o'clock this afternoon. So best of luck to the Eagles. Happy to have with us here the Western Boone Stars head coach, Dustin Oakley, back with us here on the Coach's Corner. Coach, good morning. Thanks for your time.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, good to visit with you here. Probably won't like to talk about all the things that we're going to cover here in a moment, but that's the nature of the business, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's just get into it here, and I guess the first thing we'd have to say is, did anyone expect the Lebanon Tigers to shoot that well from outside last night? Because that surprised me how well they shot the three.
Yeah, if we're looking at numbers and stats from their previous games, probably not. I mean, we were, you know, just playing the numbers game, and you trying to decide what we want to do this week to prepare. And, you know, before they played us, they were shooting 21% from three. So we definitely wanted to take away the inside game with Crew and Terrell. And we know we're kind of limited with size down there. And we had some extra focus that way and just, you know, wanted to make sure we contested the outside shot. But we wanted them to take those shots. And they hit them last night. I mean, like I said, that's probably the best they've shot in 9 or 10 years, it said in the paper. So, you know, credit to them. They just kind of got comfortable and in rhythm, and they were ready to catch and shoot, and they knocked them down.
Coach Oakley again with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. On your side of the ledger, Corbin Jones got off to a good start for you last night. He had 7 points in the first quarter. Unfortunately, I think that's what he finished with, and that's tough.
Yeah.
He couldn't score anymore for you.
Yeah, really, you know, the biggest disappointment for me and us as a program, we only had 5 assists last night. That was, you know, we really have to share the basketball as a team and get everyone involved. And I think we had 4 out of our 5 assists were in the first 4 or 5 minutes. And then we just try to play a lot of individual ball, and we panic a little bit as we went on. But, yeah, Corbin is someone that we have to get involved. If we want the balance of the inside, outside, and our guards attacked those first few possessions and then, you know, attracted his defender too, and then we dropped it to him, and he knocked it down. He stepped outside and hit that first three-pointer, and, you know, I'll give him the green light for a couple of those, and, you know, credit to him. He started the game for us very well.
Again, talking Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, I guess the one thing is just not able to score enough points, only 18 at halftime, and you're just going to have to find some more offense, and just did not find it last night.
No, like I said, we just panicked a little bit. Come driving down and just, you know, not using our teammates and making 1 or 2 passes, and we're just trying to chuck it up there. So just some bad decision making overall. But I did mention in the paper, we've got a lot of guys with inexperience. We're, you know, 5 out of our 8 guys have no varsity experience really. But we're still trying to figure this out, and we're fighting, we're competing. But definitely the lack of offense, we didn't get to the free throw line as much as we wanted to either. And when we did, we didn't convert, 7 for 13 from the line. So that hurt us as well.
Again, visiting with Coach Oakley here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Second half, different story. I thought coming out the third quarter, I'm sure in your mind and the kids' minds as well, if you were going to get back in the game, you're going to have a good third quarter. And you did.
Yeah, we just wanted to kind of, you know, pick up the intensity a little bit. We pressed them a little bit with our 2-2-1. Make sure, you know, we kept fighting and had our energy at a high level, and we did. I know these kids are not going to, they're not going to back down. They're not going to quit. And I think we dropped it down to 13, got it, you know, cut it there, and, you know, maybe a few more possessions if we could have convert offensively. we would have been right back in the game. But giving up 38 points going into halftime is just way too much for us.
You take a look at what happened in that third quarter. Garrett Morton got going for you, and then Elliot Young also able to get going for you. But Seth McClaskey still held pretty well in check in that game last night.
Yeah, he finished with six. You know, we definitely got to find him within our offense, and our bigs need to find him and screen and get him open and stuff. And, you know, I think the one thing I talked to him before we got going this year is he also needs to learn to create for himself as well. Like, he's still trying to improve his game and come to practice, and we do individual stuff and player development. So it's a mix of both. Of his teammates need to find him a little bit more, and he needs to learn how to create for himself too.
Yeah. Matchup issues were a challenge last night for Western Boone with the Terrell Boy for Lebanon getting 11 points, and he's a tough matchup for anybody.
Yeah, he's a lot. I know him doing the JV stuff last year and watching our game, but it seems like he doesn't quit growing. I mean, that kid is huge. So he pinned us down a few times, got us underneath the basket with Corbin and Josiah and had some easy buckets. But overall, I mean, the game plan was to take them two out of the game, him and Crew. And Crew only had 2 points. I mean, Terrell has 11, so 13 combined. As a staff, I think we could live with that. We just weren't expecting them to shoot it from outside as well.
Again, Coach Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner as we talk Western Boone Stars basketball on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What do you hope your kids take away from this game last night?
I just knowing that we have to get better. I mean, that's the bottom line. We know playing the larger schools of Tri-West, Lebanon, Danville's, it's another level for us. We're a small 2A school. We know we have good athletes. We're going to come out and compete, but at the end of the day, we have to get better, and we have to play our best basketball for 32 minutes against those teams. If we sit back, we relax for 5 or 6 minutes, then we're going to lose by 15 or 20 points. It's just how it is for us.
Again, talking Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. Western Boone was in action last Saturday. They were at home and welcomed in Taylor. It was a game the Stars were down, but able to come back in this contest and defeat Taylor by a final of 61-56. Tell me about the turnaround in that game, Coach.
Same thing. We had to turn up our pressure defensively and got into our 2-2-1 press and picked up a little bit full court and then put a little bit more pressure on them in the half court with our man-to-man defense. And we just made them cause some turnovers. They committed 19 turnovers, and we just turned them into points. So it's another one we didn't get off to a good start. So that was our focus with Lebanon is having a better start offensively, defensively last night. I think that's just who we are. We're going to press a little bit more, in the next few weeks, see how we do. And we got to get out in transition. And we dominated them in transition points. So it was a good comeback win for us.
You feel like you have the team speed to be able to press?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, we're pretty much guard-oriented, especially at the 2A level. I think we'll be fine. Yep.
Again, talking Stars basketball here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, falling to the Tigers last night, 60-41. Western Boone now 2-2 on the air, 0-2 in Sagamore Conference play. The Stars step out of conference action. They'll be on the road tonight, not a long road trip. They'll travel to Clinton Prairie, and Clinton Prairie tonight is 4-0. And they defeated Delphi last night, 55-32. What about the Gophers in tonight's matchup?
They got some returning seniors that are pretty solid. The McGraw kid that can shoot it and penetrate very well. He attacks the basket very well. And then they have Funk inside, and he's probably their best overall athlete and does a little bit, but very similar, game plan that we had last night with Lebanon. It's their similar style. I'd like to go inside a lot to Funk, so we just kind of have probably the same type of game plan, see if they can hurt us from outside. But they're a good team. Like I said, 4-0, and they can put up some points. They're averaging almost 60 points a game, so we're going to have to get after it defensively.
So Tigers hoping, or the Stars, that is, hoping to get the split on the weekend and get a win on the road. Then after the game against Clinton Prairie, you come back for, a double weekend, but both of those games will be at home with Southmont and Fountain Central. So another conference game on Friday night, and then next Saturday it will be at home with Fountain Central. Then it's just about time for Christmas.
Yeah, and then we finish with Covington on the 21st. So and both those teams, again, another conference game on Friday and then another sectional opponent on Saturday. It's kind of the theme for us right now. And Southmont beat Danville last night, so They'll be at the top of the conference, so it's going to be a tough weekend for us.
Coach Oakley, good luck to you and the kids tonight as you take on Clinton Prairie, and we'll see you next Friday.
All right, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Dustin Oakley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. We'll take a break and be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.